This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect radio, and did you know that potentially tiny solar panels at the back of the eye could help patients recover from sight loss? This is according to a research carried out by University of Surrey. Joining me to tell us a bit more about it is Dr. Leslie Askew. Leslie, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So if you could tell us a bit more about this research and what exactly is being done here and what it's hoping to achieve.
Sure. We're developing a full-color artificial retina for people suffering from diseases of the retina, like age-related macular degeneration, AMD, or retinitis pigmentosa. Both of those are diseases that affect the photoreceptors at the back of the eye. And what we're trying to do is create a technological solution to replace those photoreceptors so that we could absorb light and create an electrical signal that goes through the rest of the retinal network and to the optic nerve and then to the brain for interpretation.
What stage is the research at this precise moment?
We're at a really exciting stage of the research because we've developed a suite of materials that could be used as functioning photoreceptors. So they absorb light in the right way and they create electrical signals in the right way that can be able to stimulate adjacent bipolar cells in the retina. So that's really the hard bit, and that's what my work was about. The next bit is more of an engineering challenge, and we lean on the work that's done at the Advanced Technology Institute at Surrey and use some of their ultra flexible substrate technology. So all we need to do is deposit our materials on those substrates or those bendy bits that you'd make the implant out of, and then we'd be ready to go. So it's the materials science, that's the hard bit for us. And then the engineering challenge comes afterwards. And so we're right smack in the middle. But we feel like we've come a long way in the last 4 years to develop these materials.
What are sort of the long distance future plans and hopes for this project? And, you know, what else could come potentially off the back of it?
For these devices to offer a full color artificial vision would be the goal. We'd be the first group to do that. There are some people that have done it in solid state, and those were commercially available. They're not right now. There are other groups that are doing organic semiconductor work like us, but they're monochromatic. So the game changer would be to offer that full color, more naturalistic vision. To make a device and go to market would require a whole bunch of work to do clinical trials, and we're up for that, but it's not our area of expertise. We'd have to partner with somebody to do that work. But that's quite exciting. Alternatively, we could borrow this technology and use it to stimulate other cells in other parts of the body. Optoelectronic is what they call it. It's the interface between light gathering and electricity making. Optoelectronic devices are a hot area for research right now, and stimulating other parts of the body, like, say, in prosthetics or bionics, could be really exciting.
And is there a limitation as to specific eye conditions that this technology could help with, or certain levels of sight loss that this technology, you know, might not be able to help or might be able to help?
Sure. Yeah. Yes, we're targeting retinal dystrophies, so diseases in which the photoreceptors deteriorate or die for a number of reasons, either genetic or through accidents or something like that. There are the two big ones are age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, and retinitis pigmentosa, and they operate in slightly different ways. As I'm sure you probably know, that the AMD affects the central macular region, so the color photoreceptors, and retinitis pigmentosa affects the outer peripheral cells, the rods that give us the grayscale and low light vision. So if our device will sit in the subretinal space, so it replaces the photoreceptors themselves, and we rely on the rest of the network to do some of that signal processing to give us that color information. But we also rely on that those layers to be intact. So where some cells will have a cascade of sort of atrophy or dying off, as one cell will die, then its neighbor might die, and so you end up with this cascade of deterioration. We rely on somebody with irretrievable sight loss to be interested in our device, but would have the rest of the retinal network intact so that we can interpret that color information.
Sounds brilliant. And if people want to find out more information about this research, or in fact, any other research projects you might be working on, where can they go to do that?
We published in, they're not quite obscure, but they sound obscure, academic journals. That's our normal go-to place. We've been on the news recently, but also there's lots of information on the Advanced Technology Institute website. Our group has some information there specifically about this project, but also with other optoelectronic work that's happening. The group works in organic semiconductors, and that those materials are used for biosensors, for gas sensors, and also organic transistors. So that's really exciting work as well.
Fantastic. Dr. Leslie Askew, university researcher at the University of Surrey, thank you very much for coming on to tell us about this exciting research here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.